You've got attuned to listener-powered KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online round the world at kexp.org. Super excited to have Broken Bells live in the KEXP studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Take it away.
They want it.
the dawn to end all nights. That's all we hoped it was, for breaking the warfare in your house. But to each his own. This soldier is bailing out. He curled his lips on a barrel, and I don't know if the dead can talk.
Oh. kind of cool.
One, two, three, four. The window, watch the dying of the sun, balancing the weight of a pill on her tongue. So she'll be getting that look in her eyes, cold and lonely, but I don't know why. See her near the border.
Broken Bells live here in the KEXP studios. That sounded phenomenal. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We are such big fans of the band and the new record, and it is so fun to hear performing some of those live, and was very fascinating to watch you working as a band to interpret some of those in an acoustic setting.
Yeah, it was kind of fun too. It's kind of scary, but it was kind of fun.
I felt like I was holding my breath during some of those.
Yeah.
You mentioned it is scary. Brian, I can totally see that you've got your producer hat on at all times in this band.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And super serious, but you can tell you guys are having a ton of fun. And I know the story's been told so many times about how you met and became friends and decided that you wanted to do this project together. And I was always curious, obviously you're fans of each other's music and projects, but was it the friendship and just the desire to do something fun together that kind of spurred it?
That's certainly part of it. I mean, you know.
Especially, yeah. After the first record.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, after we got to know each other. But, I mean, I remember, you know, when I was done with the touring cycle for the Last Shins thing, you know, I was just really looking forward to getting back in the studio and working with Brian. It's just fun, you know.
You've both got such crazy creative minds, and just watching you work on these songs together today here in the studio, I can tell that there's a real collaborative process. And obviously, with all the projects and bands that you guys have been in, you've collaborated before, but does it feel different with this band? Do you approach it differently with Broken Bells?
Well, I think it's easier than, you know, I think Brian and I work together well, so that makes it easier than some. I've experienced some difficulties in that, but
this is the easiest thing I've done, easiest project I've worked on. Yeah.
Do you fall into certain roles, or do you both sort of do a little bit of everything?
I mean, Brian is a producer. I mean, and that is almost like a personality type, like you've noticed, you know. So yeah, you know, there is a bit of that, and there's also I'm proficient sort of on my guitar, you know, and Brian is much better at keyboards and stuff. You know, so.
I read an interview where you said how great Brian was at writing hooks, and you're not so bad at it yourself.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I learned a lot from Brian. I learned to kind of see the value in that and understand, sort of have that vocabulary in my head, you know, that's what that is. That's the hook. You know, it has a reason.
He's done them. I used to do them and not know what I was even doing. I was like, oh, I guess that's probably the songs that people like have more of that in it, and you don't realize it until you've done a few albums and... You think, well, maybe you could just do a little bit more of it.
You can work at it to try and figure those little things out.
Yeah.
Well, the two of you together are unbeatable in the hook department then. I was delighted to hear The High Road today because I've been spending so much time with the new album. I forget how happy the first album made me instantaneously. You really have I don't want to say it's a formula, but you know how to catch the listener's attention. I feel like when you guys started out a few years ago with the first album, there was just instantaneous love for the band. Were you sort of taken aback by how people take into it so quickly?
Yeah, I think I was surprised that, you know, that it was, we really had an audience already, you know, it was kind of cool. You know, it's like you worry that maybe nobody cares, you know. You always worry that, I think. And it's nice.
Well, you have a lot ahead of you. I know that you two are super busy with other projects, and I hear even possibly thinking of a third Broken Bells record already.
Of course.
That's great to hear. Because I know, as busy as you are, you really have to make time for this band, and it doesn't seem like it's just something on the side. I mean, this is a project in and of itself.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it is.
Got to put the effort into it, and it's certainly paid off. Well, thank you for stopping by today. I know you've got to get on the road. You've got shows pretty much through the end of the year.
Yeah, we do.
Sort of.
Work cut out for
some breaks,
still.
But we have some touring to do.
It sounds like it'll be fun hanging out together. Thank you again so much.
Thanks. Thank
you.